B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, we are. Brought to you by Riviera University. Transform your future with a flexible, affordable online degree from Riviera University and choose from programs in business, nursing, psychology, and public health. Learn more today at RivieraRadio.com. LBF, what's cool?
Why are your pumpkins purple?
Purple pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
They're not.
But they're not?
No.
Well, you should have purple pumpkins.
Oh, I didn't know. Is that the end thing? We'll find out.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, Brian Bell.
All right, Game of Thrones fans. We've got something new for you. It's just out with some interesting inside info.
I just started watching that show.
I know.
Yeah. I'm on season one and a half.
Oh.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
Lot to watch.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm enjoying it.
Don't do it at night with the curtains open.
Huh? No?
No. People will think you're a weirdo.
Oh, no. That would just confirm it. That's all. And I'm going to tell you, which restaurants would people flock to or planning to flock to as soon as things open all the way up? What are you going to open your mouth to?
Okay.
Top five coming up.
All right.
All righty.
Purple pumpkins. Why do people have them?
Why?
Well, it's a few weeks before Halloween, and people are trying to figure out how they're going to celebrate. You know, the CDC says it's a high-risk activity, trick-or-treating, but they haven't canceled it. And now some people are trying to find a way to make the holiday a little safer. Meet the purple pumpkin. It means that they are following COVID-19 safety rules and no one there has tested positive. So putting a purple pumpkin on your porch, say that three times fast,
Yeah.
is so that people will, you know, be able to go there and it's safe.
Where do you get a purple pumpkin?
You just paint it.
You paint? You purchase it, then paint the purple pumpkins.
Purchase a paint, then purchase the pumpkin, then paint the pumpkin.
Right.
Purple.
Yeah. In Peabody. Yeah.
No, I so want to say that thing.
Put it on your porch.
Go ahead. Yeah, right.
What? The first joke I ever learned.
No, go ahead.
No.
You can't say it?
I cannot, but
no,
I'm
don't
thinking
say that.
It.
No,
hold it.
Don't
hold
say that.
It. Okay, say Brian Bell, okay. What's cool?
Hey, Game of Thrones fans.
Just making Brian nervous.
Yeah, anyway, you...
Good.
You remember the coffee cup in season 8? Bob, you probably...
I've been hearing about
you
it.
You probably won't see it in your rewatch.
Oh, I remember
Why?
That.
Because they
Starbucks cup,
they've
right?
They've digitally scrubbed it out.
Aww.
But when it happened live on the air, when it first aired,
nobody
boom,
saw it, right?
Coffee cup right in the scene. And there's a new book out that's actually out today. It's called Fire Cannot Kill the Dragon, Game of Thrones, and the official untold story of the epic series. And two of the showrunners in the book were saying, how did we not see it? This is what David Benioff said. When I saw it on TV, I was like, how did I not see that?
Right.
One of the other guys, Dan Weiss, says, I've seen that shot 1,000 times. We're always looking at their faces or how the shot sat with the faces on either side of it. I felt like we were participants in a psychology experiment where you don't see the gorillas running in the background because you're counting the basketballs.
Right. I love that.
Yeah.
Right.
There's all sorts of cool new stuff. Book is out today. Fire Cannot Kill the Dragon. We've already watched everything, so maybe read a book.
It's great. Was it Khaleesi?
Yeah.
That's how he always says
I've never seen Game of Thrones.
Khaleesi. Thrones. You haven't?
Nope.
Ooh.
I heard about the Red Wedding, and I was like, no.
Should have been called Game of Beds.
Yeah, I know.
Anywho. Okay, so if you are going to risk your health and eat at a restaurant, you might as well eat at one that's going to pump you full of unlimited bread. Am I right?
Yeah.
Right. Here are the top five restaurants people say they will go to, they will flock to as soon as these chains are, open and there's a confidence that you can go back. Top five are, at number five, Denny's. When was the last time you went to Denny's?
I don't, never.
These are,
it's
these
been
are,
a minute.
I was a Shoney's. That was the thing down south.
Shoney's down south, yeah. Number four is Chili's. These are national chains. Number three is Applebee's.
Ugh.
Hey, no, be nice. Yeah. 2 for $20. Olive Garden, where they're unlimited bread and salad, is number two. And number one, you'll never guess number one.
Cracker Barrel?
Nope. The Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to a Texas Roadhouse.
Pretty good.
Store. Are they good?
Yeah.
I've never been.
I mean, they're steak and whatever.
Yeah, they got meat.
Yeah. That's the top five people say they'll flock to. Number one overall is Texas Roadhouse.
Really?
I should flock to it. I've never been to one.
Yeah, you should try
never
it.
Never been to one?
Nope.
Well, what's holding you back? You ever been to one of these?
Jimmy Buffett?
No.
Margaritaville. They're good.
I saw one, but I walked by.
They're fun. Good burgers. Paradise. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.